So Erevin made easy too. We'll try the second round. So just to recap last year in 30 seconds, in the less than 30 seconds, there's two sentences you need to know from last year. Number one is that in order to make an Erev, in order to be able to carry, rather, you need to have something which is called a Rishus HaYachid, which we're going to define how to get to that. And we know simply that means you have all these poles up. We don't really know what that means, but we have all these poles around your neighborhood. And of course, we said you also have to do that food thing where one food item is placed in one person's house for everyone in the neighborhood. Fine. That's point number one. Point number two, we said from last week, is that if you have a Rishus HaRabim, however that's defined, we said, then you can't make an Erev with little strings around your neighborhood. You need doors. And we talked about the problem last week of how in the world are you supposed to put doors around Kew Garden Hills or any other neighborhood. You don't really have doors that close at night. So therefore, we better hope, we said, that our neighborhood or any other neighborhood is not a bona fide Rishus HaRabim. But what we left very vague intentionally last week is what is a Rishus HaRabim? And we're not going to cover that in 10 minutes, but we'll take one stab at it now. And next week, we could pick up another aspect of how to define a Rishus HaRabim. Remember, the key thing you have to remember, if it's a Rishus HaRabim, it's bad. And that means we ain't carrying on Shabbos. That means we really need doors to block it up. And a Tzuras HaPesach, those telephone wires, would not suffice as an Erev. So what makes something a Rishus HaRabim? Says Shulchan Aruch, Rechovos Ushvakim Harvachavim Tezayin Amah. Are streets bigger than 16 Amahs? That's about 25 feet. Yes or no?
Yes.
How wide's a car? No, 10 feet, right? 5, 8, 6 feet. So 6, yes, you have to park on both sides. For sure, our streets are from house to house. On each, for sure, 25 feet. So, we struck out on that. So our streets so far, so, huh? Okay, go 32 feet. Okay, mazel tov. You want to be a chum machmer like the chaznish, but here it's become out of kula. Yeah, but even so, 32 feet, they're 30 feet. From house to house across the street, 32 feet. You're out. So that, so far, we're in bad shape. That would mean we have a Rishus HaRabim so far. The Eina Makora. Our streets have a bubble. It would be nice if our streets had a bubble over it, so then we wouldn't snow on it. It doesn't have a roof to our streets. Our streets are open. Snow falls, we all slip because of it. We don't have a roofed street. So far, strike two, we have a Rishus HaRabim so far. Here comes strike three, or not. Issue number three, and I'm just pointing out to you so no one jumps on me. Issue number four is going to be how many people are on the streets. We'll deal with that next week. Right now, issue number three is, it needs to be, says Shulchan Aruch, if mifloshim mishar l'shar. In order to be a Rishus HaRabim, it needs to be mifulashim mishar l'shar. Anyone want to be daring and translate that?
Anything to do with flushing?
Mifulashim. Nice, that would help. Mifulashim mishar l'shar. Problem is, we don't really know a good translation for the word mifulash. Let's assume that it's a thoroughfare from one side to the other side. So what does that mean? So this is based on a Rashi in Erevin, which says in order to be a Rishus HaRabim, Rashi's language is, it has to be mechuvan mishar l'shar, from one gate of the city, meaning one end of the city, to the other end of the city. It needs to be mechuvan. It needs to be direct, and it needs to be mefulish. So again, Rashi's kind of like leaving us a little bit up in La La Land here. We gotta figure out what exactly this means. Mechuvin mishar l'shar mefush. Somehow that means it needs to be a straight line from one end to the other. And there needs to be a street, it sounds like, that maybe goes across the whole neighborhood. Oh, so we'll see. So says the Rush. The Rush says, well, you know where we learned this from? From Diglei Midbar. What's our source of Rishus HaRabim? The camp in the Midbar. The camp in the Midbar was Mechuvin Mishar L'shar. You're all looking at me like, okay, I don't know, there's no idea what's going on. Fortunately, the Mishnah Berurah had no idea what was going on either, and therefore he quotes the Magen Avraham, and he explains to us very clearly what is going on. Perish, what does it mean? Shahasha'arim, the two ends of the city, the two gates, Mechuvanim Ze Kineged Ze. There needs to be one end of the city lined up with the other end of the city, and it sounds like there needs to be a road that goes straight through. No? All of a sudden, if a town does not have this road that goes straight through the town without any blockage, without any turns, without any, you know, side moves or something, then what happens? It's not Rosh Hashanah. So all of a sudden, this third criteria of Shulchan Aruch becomes extremely important, because we could knock off towns and say, hey, this town's not Rosh Hashanah. Is there any street that goes through? What are you going to tell me? Main Street goes through? Yeah, Main Street curves a little bit. Some 141st definitely curves. It doesn't go through the whole neighborhood. There are houses blocking it. The street needs to go down. It's called Kew Garden Hills for a reason, right? Streets go up, they go down. It's not necessarily straight through. So can you rely upon this third criterion and say, hey, Kew Garden Hills or another neighborhood is not a Rosh Hashanah? Comes along the Arch of Shabbos and the Nesivos of Shabbos, and he points out that this is this requirement of Mechuvin Mishar Lashar is actually found in many other Rishonim as well. It's found in the Rajba, it's found in others, so perhaps we found our golden Marmokum that we're looking for. A way to make an Erev in our town, even though, and make it not a Rosh Hashanah, is say, hey, we don't have any street going from one side directly straight ahead to the other side of the city. So far, you buy this so far, you're all with me, this is great. Now, I know there's going to be a nudnik who's going to drive me crazy and say, well, what's considered exact? You know, what do you need, like a surveyor to come in and like measure it exactly? So the Nesiv HaShabbos already asks, and he says, okay, a teeny little bit of a curve may not be bothersome, but still, if it makes a real, like an L turn and then it goes that way, that doesn't count as Mechuvin Mishar Lashar. So may I don't know. We could argue about if Main Street goes, if it curves. I don't know. From definitely Main Street curves a little bit, right? From the
only by the cemetery.
But then it's vulgar. But then it's not Mishar Lashar. So if that's not QR Nils, it doesn't go straight through me. It curves. So if that's the case, so I'm not sure. Does that count? Mechuvin Mishar Lashar sounds like not. Comes. Let's assume of the neighbor that we're talking about. That will be if 3 weeks from now we have to decide what's Kew Garden Hills. We're going to get to that. But let's make it clean. Kew Garden Hills, sorry, yeah.
The area you're trying to close.
Exactly, the area that you're trying to close. So let's assume the city. Let's make it clean, the city. Comes along the Sefer of Rabbi Bechhopper, the contemporary Erev, who was, I think he's a Rebbe in MTA. He wrote an outstanding Sefer a few years ago called the Contemporary Erev. I'm going to read to you history. I know people get turned off by history, but this is very important history. In 1880-something, the Sherpser Rav came from 1884, settled in Lower East Side. He was the foremost rabbi of Polish origin in America. But he decided he was going to make an Erev in Manhattan, in the Lower East Side. Listen to his Erev. He said it's very simple. He said the Lower East Side is surrounded by three sides by the walls that front the East River. So you got walls covering three sides, and the fourth side by the Third Avenue elevated train line. So he said, great, I've got a Rishus HaYachid right there. What's the only problem? What goes into the Lower East Side? Bridges. Bridges come with a lot of problems, because bridges come, who goes on bridges? People. The more bridges, the more people. We've got a ton of people coming in. So he said, oh no, if people are coming in, and now you've got a huge amount of people in this area, so even though the Lower East Side may not have the requisite amount of people that you need to make a Rosh Hashanah, but since it's got bridges bringing in more people, he says, oh no, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Says the Sherpser Rav, I've got an answer. He says, the Sherpser Rav asserted that the bridges don't mess up, don't make it Rosh Hashanah. You know why? Because they are not mefush. What that means is that the bridges do not lead to or from streets that cut directly across Manhattan and continue to bridges on the other side. The Sherpser Rav therefore held that they were subject only, etc. Therefore, a Tzuras HaPesach would work. They're not a bona fide Rosh Hashanah. Comes along the Sherpser Rav and relies on this language of the Shulchan Aruch and says, if there's no street cutting straight across Manhattan, or at least to the Lower East Side, he says, therefore, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. You could simply put up telephone wires and make an Erev. You hold of that or don't hold of that? So Rav Moshe held it. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe Feinstein in Tav Shin Yud Beis, someone can figure out what that is for me, 1952, writes to Rav Tzvi Eisenstadt, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, who was trying to make the Erev in Manhattan, and Rav Moshe, in a long Chuvin Kuf Lamed Tes, Rav Moshe tells him the Erev's no good for weeks later on that we're going to talk about. In Kuf Mem, Rav Eisenstadt said, Hello, you forgot something, he says to Ramosha. What about it's not Mefulish? There's no street that goes directly straight down Manhattan. Guess what? You can make an Erev in Manhattan. Rav Moshe said, I didn't forget about it. I didn't write about this heter. You know why? Because I don't understand it, says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, I don't even understand this. I doubt this. He says, I don't understand. How do you know you need the street to go straight across? From Digway Midbar? Let me ask you a question. How do you know the people in the Midbar walk straight? You were there? You know? Says Ramosha, how do you know that? He says, Rashi doesn't sound. All Rashi's language was that it was, Rashi said, it has to be Rishus Rabim Shua Mechuvin Mishar Lashar. He says the Rashi doesn't say. He says Miloshin Rashi Bemis Ain Raya Shlo Kos. Rashi doesn't say that it has to be Mechuvin. Rashi's language we had. What was his language? His language is a little bit more vague. Rashi said it's Mechuvin Mishar Lashar. But what does that mean? Mefulish. It's unclear. It was the Magen Avram who said that means that the gates need to be exactly lined up. He said, where did the Magen Avram get that from? Says Rav Moshe, all it means is that there can't be any, like, let's say, things blocking the Rishus HaRabim, but you don't need the street to go straight, but you can measure it. Says Rav Moshe, guess what? This heter of Mefulish is not a good heter for Mefulish. It is not a good heter to make something not Rishus HaRabim. Says Rav Moshe, Manhattan would still be a Rishus HaRabim. We therefore need another heter to get us out of Mefulish. Stay tuned for next another reason to get us out of Rishus HaRabim. Stay tuned for next week. We'll try to come up with another heter, how to get us out of Rishus HaRabim. Otherwise, my friends, we have no Erev in Qumran Hills.